Equinox World. Well, a Kiwi set a new land speed record on modern-day Bertman Row at Bonneville Salt Flats earlier in the week. Dean Veal set a new land speed record for the 1650 AG class of motorcycles at Bonneville. He was riding White Elephant. It was the first time that Dean Veal has been to Bonneville. He joined Alan Thorson from the Waikato. He heads the Black Thunder Racing Team, and it was Alan and his team who had gone back for the third time. As we go and find somewhere around Las Vegas now, Alan Thorson. Alan, greetings. That turned out so well for you.
Working up very, very well here. He's very fortunate to be able to get what he did, and we all had a pretty heavy task ahead of us, and he worked hard in building a special construction vehicle or motorcycle for the event, and worked out very, very well. We had a lot of challenges along the way, both of us. His team had a record to run 191.5 miles an hour to exceed that. And my goal was a little bit higher at 214 miles an hour. I managed to run 198.7 miles an hour, but at that speed we're wheel spinning up to 220 miles an hour. So that gives you a bit of an indication as to what the surface is like and how it was.
Now, the miles an hour, that would equate to what? Getting close to well over 300 kilometres an hour, close to 350.
Yeah, it'll be hitting up. Up a wee bit, yes, that's correct. What probably a lot of people understand is with the higher boost that he has in my Kawasaki ZX14, on a car field surface, we could probably go quite a bit faster. But what people have to comprehend is the traction issues you have on the salt. It's like running on a combination of ice sand type surface. Where if you accelerate very, very hard, you know, the tyres have always got a certain percentage of slip in them, and you know, quite often people are talking about 10% slippage or thereabout. And so if you can comprehend whether it be in a car or on a motorcycle doing close to 200 miles an hour, and you're still wheel spinning, it's quite an accelerating event, I can tell you that.
Alan, let's just rewind a little bit just to set the scene here. This is your third time with your Black Thunder team, and it is the first time Dean Veal's been to join you this year. What on earth attracted you for doing this, become the modern-day Bert Munroes?
Well, basically, I guess that's what it is. My attraction was from the early 70s when I had the aspiration to go to Bonneville. I'd seen documentaries on it then. And then later on, I kind of followed some of the movements of Bert during his lifetime. And, it's a place that I always wanted to go. And then, when I turned 50, it was a bit of a reality check for me. And, I thought about the things I had to like, the things I'd wanted to do and I hadn't done. And, it's like all of us, we lose a lot of good friends over the years. And, there are things that they, that we'd like to have done in life with them and we've never able to do it. And, Bonneville was one of the things, and they call it a bucket list, the things you want to do before you finally get the bucket, I guess. And Bonneville was one of my aspirations all along. I basically got everything together. I had the support of a freight company, Go Logistics, who was a big help for us. They've been a big help for us all the way through our Bonneville attempts. First year we came over in 2007. There was myself, my wife Barnett, who's basically a transportation manager, and Neil Powell, who is a mechanic from Hamilton, our crew chief, and Andy Goodrich, who's assistant crew chief. And we came over and we walked right into it, basically. We had a poor year of salt. It was very, very moist, and we were picking up lots of salt. We were slipping and sliding, and we ran to 179 miles an hour that year, but we didn't finish uneventful. We actually, that year, on the last run, we slid out crashed through a couple of timing markers at around 175, 180 odd miles an hour. We didn't come off, but we created a lot of a stir, and it certainly got the adrenaline pumping as well. The next year, we actually went over to Bonneville, 2008. The same team again, and we ran the bike as a stock bike, completely production. With what we learned from the year before, we'd kind of learned to add some weight and try and get some more traction. As a stop bike, we increased our speed to just about 182 miles an hour. So it was a plus to have gone from 179 to 182, although it may not be that fast on the salt surface it was. But this year, unfortunately, Neil couldn't make it. He had a commitment, so Andy took over as crew chief. So it's Andy, my wife, and Violet as transportation manager, and myself. And we invited Dean to, Dean Beale to join us as well. He had aspirations about racing as well on the salt flats, and we managed to tee it up. So we invited him to participate with us, and we're able to kind of help him with showing some of the ropes initially. And then from there on, he kind of went and did it all himself, which is great. And from our own point of view, for Black Thunder Racing, the Kawasaki ZX 14, we actually surpassed our previous attempts quite significantly by running up to 198.78 additional speeds from Kent to our next attempt.
Alan, tell us about the sensation. You have done, 198 miles an hour? That's, about 320, 25 kilometres an hour. And Dean Veal did 194. Just tell us, as you're at the top speed going across the salt flats, as you're looking down at the earth going so fast below you.
Well, the sensation is really, it's most unusual. Your head is right down. I've modified my bike a wee bit, so ironically, at that speed, it can almost become quite comfortable. And the hardest thing you find, and I find anyway, is as you're motoring along, there are 3 mile markers that we pass. And there are a large orange-type marker, which you zoom past at high speed. I actually have trouble at times because I'm going so fast. I'm trying to focus ahead on the track to make sure I don't wander off it. I'm trying to focus on my GPS, which gives me the exact speed that I'm doing. I'm trying to focus on my tachometer and also my speedo. And the distance between the speedo and the GPS gives me my slippage. While I'm doing that and racing along at such high speed, the markers become a little bit of a blur. You know you've been past one, but even that you've only got to count to three, as you get towards the end of the run, you're kind of asking yourself, is that 3 markers I went past or was it 4? Because obviously if it's 4, you've got the end of the track coming up somewhere. And but it's an amazing, I actually started to feel very relaxed doing it. Other than the hardest part was when you're waiting to start, you're sitting on the line with your leathers and your helmet on, your gloves, and I had Andy and my wife Violet would both have ice water and they'd be pouring it down my neck, down inside my leathers, and likewise I went to Dean too. Dean is probably a little bit more fortunate. He's a lot leaner than I am, and he's one of those guys who's, after his race, he'll jump onto his push bike and ride back to the motel, which, I certainly didn't have that. You know, I've got another 10 years or so of age on him as well, but I do envy
That's Alan Thorson talking to us from Las Vegas about the wonderful experience that he and Dean Veal had at Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah. So 194 miles an hour comes out to 311 kilometres an hour. It's very, very fast what they're doing. Here's Alan disappointed that he was 2 miles an hour short of getting to the 200-mile barrier. Very definitely modern-day Burt Monroe's, and for Dean Veal, a new land speed record.